Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Wednesday, the 25th of November, 2020. Happy, merry, celebratory, successful Thanksgiving Day Eve to everyone around the world. How are you doing? I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. Welcome to the show and pretty light Star Wars news day. We had some pretty good, if you haven't caught up with us this week, on Monday, we covered Kathleen Kennedy talking to John Boyega, Ahsoka Tano hype, and everything from Mando Monday. And then yesterday, we talked about the Bad Batch character rumors, more Ahsoka hype, and some Boba Fett casting. Also, some Kenobi show casting rumors as well. I tell you all this because this episode is a Patreon All Access episode on the normal iTunes feed. But if you want to check out becoming a Patreon, you get them every day. So you would have had all that loaded into your RSS feed of choice, like a normal podcast. Also, we just put up a new Robbo report for Patreons on video and podcast. It's Robbo's Mid-Mandalorian Season Report, and we talk a bunch of other stuff. And then tonight, I'll be putting up a new Star Wars You Buy podcast in audio and video for patrons as well. So that starts from $3 a month and is very helpful. Hello to everyone in the chat. As it's a pretty light news day, we will be doing some questions from the chat, some topics, and I've got some Patreon questions as well that I put out the call this morning. Let's check out what's happening in Star Wars news. Let's see what's going on. I love going to just the Google News of Star Wars. Check out the cover of Sarah Kuhn's Dr. Aphra book exclusive. Check this out. StarWars.com. And so that is the novel. No, it is the audiobook. Wait. No, it's the comic adaption of the audiobook, which is coming out April 6th. And that is a very cool, very Star Wars 1977-esque interpretation of a Dr. Aphra cover. So in the story, Dr. Aphra makes a deal with Darth Vader and begins a memorable, if dangerous, and if crazy and dangerous journey involving murder droids, a running with Luke Skywalker, and more galactic shenanigans. How does that running with Luke Skywalker work out? I have no idea. Screen Rant. Every planet in the sequels explained. What does that mean? They're all planets. The end. Some stuff about Gina Carano. Yeah, so very light. It's Thanksgiving week here, so Star Wars news, like entertainment news, is in light supply. But, oh, things will be catching on fire this Friday morning at 12 a.m., 12:01, when the Jedi episode of The Mandalorian hits Disney Plus. And I'll be doing a live stream directly after that. So if you are staying up to watch The Mandalorian, wherever it is, at the top of the hour, you'll have time to watch it, get a coffee, get a whatever you need. And at the top of the next hour, we'll go live with a live stream reacting to what's going on. And tomorrow, we've got our Thanksgiving Day spectacular, or whatever you want to call it. Me and Corey, and we'll be taking your calls on that. So very light for the Star Wars news. Let's go to the Patreon questions. And we've got a Star Wars Thanksgiving themed one from Michael Nip. Who is he? Oh, he's in the chat as well. So he's here to represent his question. And you guys chime in on this in the chat as well. He wants to know, what Star Wars characters would you want around your Thanksgiving table and why? Ooh, is this this year's Thanksgiving? Because I don't know how many of these Star Wars characters that are gallivanting around the galaxy I would want bringing their intergalactic germs. No offense, anyone, to Thanksgiving Day dinner. I pulled up a thing of Star Wars characters here. Darth Vader, no buys, obviously. We've seen like one dinner he had. It didn't go well. It didn't go well for everyone else that was there. And in his younger years, you know, he's floating fruit around everywhere, and that's a bad example for Harry. So we try to get him not to play at the dinner table. So Vader ain't coming. Next up is Yoda.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Having Yoda. Come on. I know he's been very wise about his social distancing. If he's been out on Dagobah all this time, then he's probably that's 20 years of quarantine, you guys. 20 years of quarantine. Expanded universe probe droids on Dagobah or not. Although that Skywalker was there. He's from Tatooine. I'm going to give Yoda the yes. Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's an old man, so he should be distancing. So, do you know what I mean? For him, he should just be spending time with his direct family, which admittedly is pretty thin. But no, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you should stay at home. Safety first. Kylo Ren, oh, nah. I've already got one guest at the table that has to come that is likely to have a tantrum at some point during the dinner. So Kylo Ren, no. Princess Leia, I'd probably be too nervous. You know, a princess, we don't have good forks and we just get stuff from IKEA. that's the character of Princess Leia. She loves a good fork. She loves it. Matthew Mole says Kylo would obliterate the turkey. That is true. That is true. He also says that Yoda would make a mean stew. That's not helping his case because I'm not rocking up to Thanksgiving dinner for any stew. All right. I want gravy covered items. Gravy covered items. I'm going to cover my beer in gravy. Sheev Palpatine, zero buys on that one. Come on. Although, if things do like get cold, he could heat it up. But just laughing at his own jokes all the time, that's my job. Jabba the Hutt, nah, zero buys. Luke Skywalker, if it's I'm just going off the pictures. This is Tatooine Luke. Nah. Nah. Antros first suggests a gravy covered pork. Ooh, that would be like, I'm not up for eating pork, but you cover one in gravy. Whew, damn. Han Solo. Nah, he's a smuggler. Ray. I would say yay to Ray. You know, she's out there. She's, you know, this is Force Awakens, Ray, the picture resolve. And, you know, she is socially distant the whole start. You know, she's bum sliding down Star Destroyers out in the desert. That's fine. That's fine. So I would have Ray also charming. Charming girl. So I'd be up for that. Who else could come? R2-D2 and C-3PO. I wouldn't mind having C-3PO. Jar Jar Binks. I'd have Jar Jar Binks. Come in, Jar Jar. Enjoy. Darth Revan. No. Lando would be pretty good. Someone suggested Lando Braxton in the chat. And Lando would be pretty good. And he's pictured here in his Return of the Jedi General's outfit with that sort of mauve cape. He's looking dope. He's looking dope. Matthew Mole says, Jackie would separate you from Ray. Daisy Ridley is probably like, Jackie's not a very jealous person because I love my wife a lot. And, but I do like Ray. I do like Daisy Ridley. She's charming. So, she grits her teeth for my Daisy Ridley interviews. She doesn't. She's very supportive. But, yeah, Grand Admiral Thrawn? No. No way. Matthew Mole says, Steel crushes hard on Ray. Look at that interview moment. Hey, it was professional. It was professional. All right. I posted up. I know I posted that the other day. I put it on the show. The picture of me and Daisy, which is it's really cool, that photo, because it's like a publicity shot from Star Wars Celebration, and it just looks like we're hanging out. I wish my microphone wasn't in the shot, so it looked like we were just truly old mates, just catching up. So thank you, Michael. Nick McHale says Uncle Pot would bring food, but the portions would probably be too small. Those portions, that puts me off just eating as a concept. Blech, portions. Nah, not into it. Kyle Delaney says, since Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino are good friends, maybe Quentin Tarantino makes a cameo in his episode. Would you like this? If so, what type of character would you like him to play in Star Wars? As long as he's made up, I could see Quentin being another Mithril. I think he would make for a good Mithril. So, yeah, I'd be up for it, but I don't want him. It can't be his face. It can't be his face. But a Mithril, he could be, you know, Mithril's trying to go straight, our Mithril that we know and love. And then Uncle QT Mithril comes in trying to get him back to his old ways. And hilarity ensures. That would be pretty. That would be sick. That would be sick. Yeah. So, I'm out of questions. This is it. This is all the content I have. You guys got anything? Got any questions? Matthew Mole says Jar Jar would need to be respectful of fruit. There is that. That would entertain, like, Harry would love that, though. So it'd be okay. It'd be okay. What else is happening? Braxton wants to know if I'm eggnog. Dude, I can't. Are you allowed to have eggnog? What's the rule? I didn't think I thought eggnog was a, like a Christmas thing. Can you nog on Thanksgiving? You tell me, Americans, because if you guys okay this, I'm going to Jackie. I don't know if I'm ready for eggnog emotionally. Jackie's rule is she knows, because I love eggnog, because we don't have it in Australia because it's hot during our Christmas. So it would be like to have that milky stuff, but zero buys. However, over here, I enjoy eggnog's warm embrace since I was introduced to it. Jackie makes it herself and pours all the good stuff in it. So, but she said, and this is, she knows how to play me, the manipulation. She said, we can't have eggnog until the Christmas decorations are up. And we're not allowed to have the Christmas decorations until December 1st. So those decorations are going up December 1st, you guys, because I am getting nogged up December 2020. The winter of nog. Keep it pouring. I'm going to be on this all month with, like, my facial hair is going to have, like, froth all over it from getting nogged every episode. Cannot wait. Matthew Mole's got a question. What if we return to Kamino? The child is kidnapped by Gideon and taken there, and Din Djarin needs to team up with the one man who knows how to get their Boba Fett. I too have pondered that possibility that that could be an outcome where, because Kamino was taken off the star map and in Attack of the Clones, which on the Robo Report, we're talking about the prequels and stuff, and I just think Attack of the Clones is one of the most watchable Star Wars movies, just to put it on and take it in, you know, and maybe, you know, you're doing other stuff at the same time. But, oh, I love that film. I came out of Attack of the Clones thinking that was like a huge improvement on The Phantom Menace. You know, with retrospect now and working out that if I just, It's mainly the overplaying of Jar Jar is, you know, apart from that, The Phantom Menace is a pretty damn good Star Wars film. It is a good Star Wars film, but if Jar Jar was underplayed a little bit more, it would, they rely too much on that comedy too much. They keep going back for callback after callback. But, yeah, Attack of the Clones, ripper. But, so, Kamino, off the map. The child gets taken to Kamino. Doctor name that's Doctor Fershin? Freshin? Persian? Someone will write that for me down the bottom, please. He has the Kamino badging. So it could happen that it would be a pretty elegant way, using all the pieces of the Star Wars jigsaw to get Boba Fett back in the story, that Baby Yoda's been taken there to get cloning, you know, research done on him, and that's the only person that knows where it is. The question is, how does Din work out that Boba Fett exists still, and that he knows where Kamino is? Dex could come back into it and tell Din about that. But as an interesting Pershing, thank you, Aller Non Radish, and thank you, Matthew Mole. There is some Star Warsy thing that we can check out. I just remembered. EW did a story.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Or an interview with Giancarlo. Whereabouts is this? Bang, here we go. November 24th. That was yesterday. All right, before that, we have got Jim Groats with me. Need someone who knows about Camino. Opens the door for the return of Dexter Jetster. Yes. Braxton says there's Halloween-themed eggnog now. Ooh. Does that mean it's got pumpkin in it? I hate pumpkin-flavored things. I can barely tolerate pumpkin-flavored pumpkin, TBH. Catherine Neen asks, do you think we'll see Dr. Pershing in person once again, and will he side with Din to protect Yeoju? I think we'll see him again, for sure. Possibly on Camino. I don't know. But it is interesting that he seems like he wants to protect the child, but he's also sort of kind of weak-willed and caught up in this whole empire thing. So he also wants to look after him. And also, you know, like that sort of scientist that sort of thinks he's doing the right thing. So it would be interesting to see where Pershing's, if he ends up, you know, doing a face turn, WWE reference or wrestling reference, and sort of sacrificing himself for the good of Yeoju. Now, let's check this out. EW. Oh, actually, I've got the... Okay, well, yeah. I've got the badge up. So let's just talk about this first up. I am all over the place. And that is the Black Friday sale, the little badges. Where is it? How can I... So hard to point at the thing. Doing. $9.95 for all the classic Steel Wars t-shirts. A bunch of people have already taken this offer, which I appreciate. But, yeah, I just to clear some of the older T-shirts, because we've sort of moved all the T-shirts over to below the collar, all the new ones. So I've got some classic ones here ready to go. Lucas 1138, The Force, The Supreme sort of bite, Blue Milk Classic, Your Snoke Theory Sucked, The Content, The Shill, I'm Ray's Parents, The Yavin University, The Pog, 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 Mendo, Have You Seen Him, with the old Luke Skywalker print, a T-shirt that did make Harrison Ford laugh, which is bizarre. $9.95 with a big sticker pack as well. So check that out. That's why the badge is there. And your support helps us keep all this stuff going. All right, back to news. As much as I love plugs. Entertainment Weekly wants to know, from Giancarlo, why do we always have to wait so long to see you each season? Giancarlo explains, they're dangling the carrot. They want you to be surprised. I think part of it is that they're stringing out the penultimate showdown that's happening between certain characters. But I hope that everyone gets excited when I finally get into the season. Also, I think it's partly design of the construct of the show. You focus your attention on the journey. Let's see where the Mandalorian and the child will go and what their allegiances may be as they flow through that. Yes, let it happen. But it looks like we are getting more of you this season overall, given the way things are going. It seems that way, but I have a feeling you'll see more of me next season. More than likely, you're going to see a lot of Moff Gideon. I can't be sure of that, but it seems as though this iconic journey that they want you to feel it. I think you're going to start to see other storylines start to creep in when we start to realize there's such a deep connection between the show's storylines and the rest of the galaxy and what's really happening. Maybe you'll get an inkling of what he wants, because it's always like, he says he wants Baby Yoda, Yeoju, if you will, more than you could know. What does that mean? What is more than I could know? Or what is more than they could know? The show seems to be telling us that Moff Gideon wants the child's midichlorians, perhaps to make his own Force-sensitive super soldiers. Can you say if that theory's in the galactic ballpark? Well, in the galactic ballpark, I think we're all trying to figure out what does he really want. Somewhere in my brain, I hold out something that he has some kind of ethical consideration here. When people flow out of control, there are all these different Moffs who have been assigned different areas to be wardens of. Isn't there one person or someone that may have guidance over all of them? Ooh, they're questions that are answered. It could be super soldiers. It could be that he wants to save the galaxy. Also, why does Moff Gideon know everything about what's going on everywhere? He has some kind of incredible intelligence source. So I always hold out that there may be some altruistic reason that he is taking control or trying to. Certainly, the child represents the possibility of a new humanity, of new consciousness. Oof. So good. I've just started watching Better Call Saul Season 5. And he is so good in that. And in a way, his character is like sometimes when he's going up against like the Mexican crime lord guys as well, like he turns face and you start rooting for him. But then when it's him versus Mike is one of the best characters ever in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. When he's dealing with Mike, he's a heel again. He's a bad guy. And I love that he sort of in his head has got like that Moff Gideon thinks he's doing the right thing. The best. Some stuff about the frog lady eating eggs. Ooh, okay. Did you do any different training or preparation for this season? We jumped right into this one. I train my attitude and I'm a physical actor, so I do things to keep my body high and tight. And thank goodness I did. Ooh, because as you will see in episodes to come, I have a certain physicality to exclude. Oh, Moff Gideon fighting someone with that darksaber. Oof. That is going to make for quite a reaction video. Is there anything else you care to add or tease about the episodes moving forward? I'll tease the past. We are able to refer to the historical nature of mythology that is already being laid down in previous Star Wars incarnations. This particular incarnation allows us as family members to really plant the seeds to realize a more cohesive world. Oh my God, that William Sonona ad with the Yoju cookies is on the side of this. Do those things even come in a cool box? Come on. Get them in a cool box. Or at least that wrapper thing that the kid in the school had. Sorry, I just saw him pop up and it threw me off. Well, I can't even speak anymore because I saw them on the side of the page. So I love the fact that we're in such a futuristic show that throws back to history and knowledge of what a warrior really is and where the line between good and evil sometimes gets blurred with desire. Oh, man. It allows me to dream really big and to realize no matter what we want to do in life, if we have the aid of people and entities that share the same feelings, then there's hope again. So there's going to be a lot of battles and stormtroopers and all the dark troopers. Everyone will get involved. We are all in a fresh new place to bring it home. I'm so excited to be part of the show that is the best there is. Oh, my God. What sizzle. Giancarlo. Oh my God. Algernon Radish. Oh, wait, sorry. Says high and tight, like Kylo's trousers. Chris Willis says, watch out for that last paragraph. Well, I don't know. hope no one's spoiled by that. It's in EW. Braxton wants to know, what is my favorite indie movie? I don't know. I might go with Last Crusade. I like the team up. I like the team up. It's sweet. It's really funny. Matthew Mole says Garden State, and I have no idea what that means. So. Oh, Matthew Mole asks, if we don't see Ahsoka on Friday, will Corey explode and destroy his beanie? I don't know how he... It's happening. But from everything, like... Yeah, either people are, like, lying. Like, yeah, it's happening. Matthew Mole says, I was thinking of a different kind of indie. Oh, indie film. A New Hope, Star Wars. There you go. Loved Clerks. That was I was a big fan of Clerks when it came out. Hey, that's about it. We got half an hour out of, some pretty light action. So I hope everyone had a good time. Again, if you're listening to the Patreon audio or the All Access on iTunes, you missed two big days of news. They are available on YouTube, or if you want them in your ears for your commute, just put $3 down at patreon.com/steelwars. Now, coming up this weekend, tonight, for patrons only, we'll have a new Star Wars You Buy podcast. Already, we've got up a new Robo report. Tomorrow, at the normal Hyperchat time, we'll have Corey and Steele's Star Wars Thanksgiving. We'll be taking your video calls on what you are thankful for in Star Wars. There will be zero vibe checks in this episode. And if you want to hang out after your Thanksgiving festivities, or if you have to have them alone this year, come hang, and I guarantee we will have a lot of laughs. I've also, Sizzle, saving this to open on Thanksgiving, a very special something that I need Corey here to enjoy with me. So that is some good news. Matthew Mole says, where is Sam Carey? We are concerned because he's such a regular chatter. Was he not here before? No, he hasn't been here. Sam, you missed, buddy. Everyone missed. Oh, thank you, Braxton. I will get to that. Ari asks, how do we call in? I will post up a link and then you just click that and it will take you to a web interface. Works best on Chrome, from what I'm told. So, Braxton reminded me, I was going to say my prediction for Baby Yoda's name. All right, Braxton, you are the man. The chat is so helpful to make up for my lack of a script or show notes or whatever. To do this every day, I have to do it on the fly. So, I was thinking about what would be a great Yoda-ish name for Baby Yoda that also people would kind of instantly accept because it was a homage to something. And what better thing to give a homage, the future of the Force, Baby Yoda, then to bring it back to the maker, George Lucas. Now, you can't call him Lucas. Can't call him George. What about, you got Yoda, right? People are like, What is this? I can just picture Emily going, don't go through with it, Steele. It's going to be horrible. I am interested to see what Emily Lynn's opinion of this is. So you've got Yoda, Yaddle. What about, as a homage to the maker George Lucas, his name is Geo. G-E-O. Hey? What do you think? I've got to wait 20 seconds for the chat to see if they like it or not. So I'm so nervous. This is... Come on, chat. Come through with the goods. What did you think? Geo. Chris Willis, who I think predicted this in the prediction contest, he's sticking with Minch. I should point out I've been putting up little clips of the predictions. We got them edited up, and I've been just posting up separate predictions, so check them out for our prediction contest. All right. Here we go. Adam DeJane says Yaddle was bad. It's not much. Braxton says Geo. I'm sticking with mine, Braxton. Jim Grote says, don't say McCullum. Don't say McCullum. Ari is feeling it. It's me and Ari, Geo against the world. Oh, no, Kyle Delaney. I like it. Daniel Santos says, I like Yoju better. Excellent. Excellent. Hey, I'm going to call out some people in the chat. Listen, on your little YouTube thing, I was having a go at Robbo about this last night. Download an avatar. Don't just have A or D, Ari and Daniel. Have a little picture. Little Kyle. There's a little picture of him. Now I know Kyle. All I know with Daniel is that his name starts with a D. Braxton says, do you think Mando will buy him some new clothes? Don't know. All right. So, Geo, time will tell. Please be Geo. Hey, Ari, he's laughing. I'm not joking, buddy. I'm sick of your orange A, your little avatar thing. Get your face up there or something. Something. Anyway, I think definitely now that this episode has gone on
long enough.
So we will see you guys tomorrow, 4 p.m. West Coast, 7 p.m. East Coast for the Thanksgiving Star Wars Spectacular. Friday morning, we'll have the live stream directly after the Mandalorian premieres. We're doing that for the first time. For patrons, we will have the Whore's Calls on Friday, where I call Whore's Burka of Blue Harvest, and we're just on the phone, have a quick half hour blah, 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 about the episode, so some instant content for you guys to take in. Then Saturday night, we'll be having our round table, which has I've loved how the roundtables have developed into this sort of heads everywhere, laughs aplenty, free-for-all. And who have we got? We've got King Tom this week. We've got Maria from Sisters with Sabres. We have got Courtney from Squadron Goals. Who else is doing it this week? I'm forgetting. Maybe that's everyone that's confirmed. Corey, I hope. Noah, who knows? Who knows? Thank you guys so much. And may that force be... Oh, algorithm. Come on. Just thumbs up. Leave a comment. Always try to reply. Give us a retweet. All that good stuff. iTunes review. Help a brother out. You know what I'm saying? And may that force be with you.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.